بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد صلي على In the life of a Muslim, the reference point is the Quran Sharif, the Hadith, thereafter the ways of the Sahaba Kiram, and the illustrious path. So this is the source, this is the sequence. Many a times, the news is a reason for a turbulent mind. Hearing from this one, that one, third one, fourth one, and your mind is in a state of turbulence. Whereas, what are we supposed to be doing? Look at the Quran, look at Allah Ta'ala, what He has to say. And then hold firm to it. One is man-made, whatever is faked up and man-made, and what is Allah Pak's made. So Musa alayhi salam was being persecuted. He and the people that were with him. فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَىٰ إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ It is a handful. عَلَىٰ خَوْفٍ مِّنْ فِرْعَوْنَ Firaun got everything, he's got the army, he's got weapons, he's got might, he's got wealth, everything's good. And he has just a handful of people. So he complains to Allah Ta'ala, أَنَّ هَاُولَٰئِ قَوْمٌ مُجْرِمُونَ That I've done everything, these people are bent on wrong. Now, then the dua is answered, فَأَسْرِ بِالْعِبَادِي We know you are defenseless. We know you are few. But listen to us. And listening to us is the solution, is the exit. So you make dua. Right? And in other places also Allah Ta'ala says, when they were being persecuted, Udhina min qabli an ta'tiyana wa min ba'di ma ji'tana. Before Musa alayhi salam could come around, they were being persecuted. Why? They heard of a dream that a Bani Israel, a fire is coming out from the camps of the Bani Israel and burning down every Egyptian's home. So they realized that we're going to get some problem from this side. So they said, Uqtulu Abna'akum. So kill their males. Children that are born, males, let's kill them. So they did everything. Whatever they thought of, man-made. Everything is man-made. Then again, when they saw the miracle of Musa alayhi salam and the serpent eating up all their forgeries, again, they said, let's see, this man. This is the man that we are dreading. So again, they applied the same law, start killing the infants. Udhina min qabli an ta'atiyana wa min ba'di ma ji'tana. That before your arrival, we had problems. And after you have come to us, we have got problems again. So Allah says, Asa rabbukum ayyuhlika adubakum. So Musa Islam's advice was, Istaneenu billahi wasbiru. Beg Allah Ta'ala's assistance. You are defenseless. You don't have any arms, nothing to fight back against him. So then turn to Allah Ta'ala. Istaneenu billahi wasbiru. Three pieces of advice. One is, Istaneenu billah. Beg Allah Ta'ala's assistance. Assistance. You draw assistance of Allah Ta'ala in two ways. One is you ask Allah Ta'ala. And the other is, the way to draw the assistance of Allah Ta'ala is taqwa. When you yattaqi Allah, you observe that taqwa. And Allah's promise is, He'll look after you materially and in your might as well. رُسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِدْرَارًا وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً. You get a material stability and He will give you divine support. You have strength, you have might. So one is, you look for ways to attract the attention of Allah Ta'ala. Now what happens with us is our focus goes towards what we see, rather than our mind going towards the things that we can't see. That was the mind of a Muslim, that his mind and his heart is in the help of Allah Ta'ala, divine help, can't see it. When you look at Abdul Muttalib and the story of the elephants, right? So when they cautioned Abdul Muttalib, Abdul Muttalib said, we can't take on such a formidable army. Elephants do nothing. They'll just wipe you out completely. So Abdul Muttalib also, he did two things. One is when Abraha, that means the leader of the elephants, when he was marching and he saw Abdul Muttalib, he was impressed. He saw something on the man's face and that impressed him. When he impressed him, he came down. He said, ask me what you want. He says that, see, your army has confiscated my 200 camels, just return that. So Abraha looked down upon him, says, you know, had you asked me to spare you and return, I would have done that. But you asked me for such a small, petty little thing, 200 camels must be returned back to you. So his answer was, إِنَّ لِلْبَيْتِ رَبَّنْ سَيَحْمِينَ. Kaaba Sharif has got a God, Allah Pak, He will take care. So where his nazar was, where his sight was, on the unseen. Musa alayhi salam, where's the sight? In the unseen. See, so a lot of the panic is because we discuss this type of thing too much. Talk about it, discuss it. Rather than looking into the stories of the Anbiya, what did they do? Isa alayhi salam is also under siege, surrounded, right? And then Allah Ta'ala reveals the verse, it's called Allahu Ya Isa, Inni Mutawafika wa Rafi'uka Ilayya. Isa alayhi salam, there's nothing for you to be afraid about. We will take you. And at your appointed time, we will take you. That means the siege can't do anything to you. Whenever is your time, we will take you. See that? So he's also defenseless. His people are defenseless. It's a Rome that has been instigated to work against Isa alayhi salam. Right? And whoever instigated the Romans against Isa alayhi salam, obviously it was some of his own people that instigated the Roman emperor against Isa alayhi salam. So what Isa alayhi salam did, turn to Allah Ta'ala. When he turned to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah gave him the assurance, Inni mutawafika. We will take you. And وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ. And how we'll take you? We will ascend you. We'll take you to us. So in all these cases, there's one common line. The narrative is that you trust more in Allah Ta'ala than yourselves. You are defenseless. You don't have anything. You don't have the numbers. You don't have the arms. You don't have anything to fight back. But what are you required to do? Again in Badr, they're going into the battle, fully fledged army, with only seven, eight swords. But again, what was their take? Is تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ. They begged Allah Ta'ala. تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. The whole night, Rasulullah Paksam was in dua. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ رَبَّكُمْ. We will help you. And with the unseen help will help you, أَنِّي مُوِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, with Malaika. If they got 1,000 strong, they will send 1,000 strong malaika against them. So, right through, the first line was turn to Allah Ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salam is also preaching to the Bani Israel. Here Isa alayhi salam is given the reassurance, they won't touch you. Inni mutawafika. We will take you at your appointed time, and for the moment we will raise you to the sky. وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And the kafirs won't be able to touch you. Because we'll take you. They can't do anything about it. Who's going to fight against Allah Ta'ala? Can anybody fight against Allah Ta'ala? But alas, if we only had that type of yakin Allah Ta'ala, like we have about these things here. The fear that we got for all these things, is it somewhere near the fear of Allah Ta'ala? Nowhere near. This is overwhelming. Everybody is talking about it. This one is talking about it. So it may be nothing, but the way we start talking about it, we create a hype and make a big noise about it. But jo karne ka kaam tha, that we left it out. What we supposed to be doing, that we didn't do. See, Isa alayhi salam is given the reassurance. مُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. These kafirs and their plannings, we will save you. And furthermore, وَجَعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. We will ensure that your party, your people, will reign supreme over the rest. And from then to now, you see, it's either Muslims or Christians that are ruling. جَعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ. Those that follow you, they will reign supreme. That four assurance were given to Isa alayhi salam. At the time there was a siege against him, and daggers all pulled out. And his focus was Allah Ta'ala, defenseless, nothing we got. So they did what they were supposed to be doing, turn to Allah Ta'ala. And the afsos ki baat is, it's a pitiable situation that we talk all about them, their power, their might, their strong, their numbers. But did we turn to Allah Ta'ala? See, Hud alayhi salam, he is telling his people, you are complaining of a famine and you are complaining about enemies against you. But what I would recommend is istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayhi. Ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and turn towards him. One person came to me today. Seems like a foreigner. So he comes to me and says, you are shaken to the depths, you know. So I tell him, make istighfar, tawbah. And part of the istighfar is to leave out the wrong and to leave out doubtful things, especially your eyes and your tongue. Look after. So he's telling me, in the midst of all this trouble, he's seeing people, many of them, they are glued to the spots. They are glued to the spots. Now, I ask you, in these spots, whatever, World Cup or whatever it is, tell me, is there any perceivable sin that doesn't take place on the grounds? Any perceivable sin that doesn't take, zina, boozing, right? Indecent activity, gambling, right? And you name the wrong and it's taking place. And now you are in the midst of all this haram, all the haram that is taking place, and you are there. You know, I was explaining this thinking. We came to live in Spingo Beach around 67, 68, is the time we came. So there were some prominent Hindus, I won't mention the names, living in. So some of the family women, those Hindu women, became friendly. So they wanted a return visit. The women are a little bit soft by nature, and they honored them with a return visit. So one clever auntie, she says to them, to our woman, right, see, if something happens to one of us in the house of these people here, then There is that booth there, there is that idol there, there is that fire that they are worshipping there. And in the midst of all this, if you die in that situation, then what's going to be your condition? When they heard that, straight away they left it. We can't be dying in such a place. If they want to come and they want to know about Islam, we'll teach them. But we, for us to be in the midst of all that wrong and haram, like I say, there it's haram. And I see you in this sports grounds, which haram doesn't take place? Photography, stripping, nude, the indecency, boozing, gambling. And you talk about it, you'll find it there. Everything you'll find. So what if your soul departs at that time? You're in a shopping mall and you don't have to be there. The other way is, buy something cheaper, right? I have to be there. But then, the hadith says, Sharul Bukha, the worst of places. Hadith speaks about the shaitan's hatchery and nursery is there. So therefore it spawns, if you need to, the pressing need, then don't be the first one to go to this place. Because the hatchery is there and the nursery is there. And when the hatchery is there and the nursery is there, and you love being there, and you say, you shop until you drop. What? You shop until you drop. You know, what a pitiable condition. If that was our state in namaz, we continue until we drop in sajda. Yeah, you shop there, and until you drop. You ask yourself, is your heart more to the masjid, or more to the bazaar? And the immunity has been declared for who? قَلْبُهُ مُتَعَلِّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ or بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. Immunity of Jahannam, etc. is for that person whose heart is attached to the masjid. He is glued up there. He will go, his children will go. But now we are going, taking our children there. And khuda na khasta, these little masoom, impressionable minds, they get stuck into that. Then to flush it out of the system, I said, is it an easy thing? Very difficult. One youngster came to tell me, father is a pious person, etc. But when he's going to his balls and all that, then he's taking me. Now, I'm 14, 15, I'm coming to understand adolescence, right? Now, my eyes are falling on the white, the ties and the whatever else, right? Right? And I'm getting attracted. Now, I can't share this with my father, but I know what's happening in my mind, I know what's happening in my heart. I know about that. But now, we know about this, we hear the hadith, but then, what Allah Pak wants? Istaghfiru Rabbakum thumma tubu ilayhi. One is istighfar. Istighfar, the essence of it is to show remorse, resentment. The people of Hud alayhi salam at all show. But not only that, tubu, and then turn, and move on to the right. You were going on the wrong lane, now tubu, come on to the right lane, come back. Taba, come back. Come back onto what? Onto the right lane. You were going wrong, now come to the right lane. So Allah Pak never shut his doors of acceptance for you. Then why are you shutting yourself from his door? He didn't shut his door of repentance, of mercy from you. Then why are you shutting your heart from his house? Heart is all attracted in this thing here, that thing, that thing, that thing. Where your heart supposed to be? Where your mind supposed to be? In his house. And I will say, complain that I had my house open for you all the time. And your heart wasn't disinclined there. Because you didn't see any material there. And I had everything in that. But your heart was elsewhere. Especially in this time and these days, the heart is in the house of Allah Ta'ala, by Allah Ta'ala, pleading to Allah Ta'ala, and correcting ourselves. Istaghfiru Rabbakum thumma tubu ilayhi. Then, if you've got material problems, right, he'll sort you out. Rasulis sama alaykum bidrara. Because life and continuity is largely dependent on rain, isn't it? You know, there's a section in Abu Dawud Sharif. So someone had a huge farm called Salaba. So he came to Umar radiallahu anhu, that this farm must be made exclusively for me. and I want a written document. Ihmi ahmi lahu ahmi lahu li. Write this down as a document that this farm must be mine exclusively. So then, when the thing was being discussed, so it came to the fore that they had a lot of beehives in that. They had a lot of beehives. So all right, it's an Islamic land, and you got beehives. So it's a product that's coming in naturally without any of your effort, like how plants, etc. Right, you got dates, etc. So it may be cultivated in two ways, either manually or the rain of the skies. So if it is cultivated by the rains of the sky, then فَإِنَّمَا فِيهِ عُشْرٌ, then you have to give one-tenth. And if it is بِالسَّوَانِي, you know, you got some irrigation process, like in the old days, they didn't have the sprinklers. So what they used to have, like animals, you know, camels, and the camels are watering the plants. So they it entails an effort. All right? Then it will be half of ushur, what? Half of one-tenth. So when I'm teaching this hadith to the boys, then I ask them, what is half of one-tenth? At least a good percentage, say one-fifth. Say, go and do your maths. What do you need to do? How you work out biras? How you work it out? To know all these things here. So that this person is asking that this must be specified just for me. So then they discover that there are hives there. So all right, if there are hives, then فَإِنَّمَا, the word that is used, فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ زُبَابُ غَيْسٍ. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ زُبَابُ غَيْسٍ. Right? This is a product of the rain fly. What? In the literal translation will be, it's the product of the rain fly. Why you call it a rain fly? Is because when the rains come up, then the plants begin to flower. Right? Right? And when they flower, then the bees will take out the nectar. But if there's absolutely no rain, it's total drought, then will the trees then flower? They won't flower. When they won't flower, then would the bees have got anything to feed on? If they got nothing to feed on, can they produce that honey? And then that bee is doing the work. Are you doing the work? It's a total product of Allah, a pure product of Allah. So you better give one-tenth of that to the poor. One-tenth to the poor, right? Subabu Ghaisi. Then we'll give this to you. Otherwise, this is public property. Anybody can use of it. So, when Muslims did all these things here, when they did the zakat right, calculated correctly, right, they didn't fall short in that. So, Abu Dawud is writing after that. He says, Shabbartu qissan. Right? I measured this when they were giving it correctly to the right recipients and correctly. So I measured one cucumber, and that cucumber was approximately 2.5 meters long. One cucumber. It was approximately 2.5 meters long, or maybe 3 meters, right? And then he says there was some type of a citrus fruit with it, was an orange or whatever. You got a whole variety of citrus fruit, right? But we are giving the zakat correctly, not falling short. So that it was so huge, right? So a camel has got a saddle pack. What do you call it? Pack saddle or saddle pack? Huh? Saddle pack. Sign, Bora will just get me this. So I think it's got a saddle pack. So how they have it is that you have to balance the both sides. So say for example it's 100 kilos, so you have to put 50 on one side and 50 on the other side, so it balances right. If you put 20 this side and 80 that side, it will tilt the side. Right? So the camel normally takes a load of 200 kilos. He says that citrus fruit is so huge that it filled the whole saddlebag. So, but that was when they were discharging that wealth correctly, taking it out, looking for the right recipients, and then giving it to them. So when they did that, then Allah Ta'ala let their lands flourish. Now, our mind is now, we're not going to go into interest, or have a bank on our floor, or all that. We're not going to have these things here. Then how our business is going to flourish? But that's why I say, our nazar, our sight must be turned from all these things here to Allah Ta'ala. He is the doer. That is why, after the namaz, it's recommended that we say the fourth kalima. So don't treat these things lightly, right? All these duas are very, very significant and very great. Very significant and very great. Lately I've been saying, right, you leave the house. What is the masnoon dua to read? We'll come back to this again. So, one of the most significant masnoon dua to be read when you're leaving the house, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. But by read that with the presence of the mind. Now, Bismillah, tawakkaltu, talking to your phone, Bismillah, tawakkaltu, no. Read that with the presence of the mind. With the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. And I trust entirely, I put my trust in Allah Ta'ala alone. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala, I put my trust alone in Allah Ta'ala. Just see how your heart will feel. That my trust, my confidence is only in Allah Ta'ala. Not on myself, not on my business, not on my partner, not on my car, not on any of my wealth, entirely on Allah Ta'ala. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. Then you said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is the preservative. See in that ashabik, in that surah Kahf, right? So the man is showing him, he's showing his friend how to preserve your business. Lola is dakhalta jannataka qulta ma sha Allah la quwwata illa billah. You enter your business, right? Don't you think it's my acumen, how sharp I was, and I worked for this, and my brains, and how sharp I was. Don't think. Say, ma sha Allah la quwwata illa billah. See how powerful is dua. This is all just by the will of Allah. All what you see is just by His grace. Right? Just with this grace, I'm seeing what I'm seeing. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, and nothing can happen without Allah Pak's endorsement for your ease, I'm saying. Nothing can happen without Him endorsing. He endorsed it. Kaam ban gaya. You know, we had a shop there in Reunion those days, you know. So the whole day we see battling, you know, nothing happening. But that time I can remember, 1960s, like a going salary for an average staff was about, I would say, to be saved 100 rands. Now you won't give a child also 100 rand for spending. But that time the spending money was 100 rand. Now, the taking I can remember in the day, 60s, you know, average taking was 150 rands. It's an average taking, you made the business for the day. Now, wondering, nobody's coming. Before the end of the day, One customer came, and I don't know what went into his mind. He bought, if I remember correctly, 5,000 rand. So, dene wala kaun hai bhai? Khuda ke upar nazar karo. Have your mind stuck on Allah Ta'ala. He is the one that will give. He is the one that will give. Why don't we put our nazar on Allah Ta'ala? He'll make it happen. He will give it. And the thing that draws the assistance of Allah Ta'ala, rozi, is your commitment to namaz. What was the level of your commitment to namaz? Proportionately, Allah Pak will give you rozi. See how Allah Pak says it? وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. I say, we believe in the unseen, not what the eyes meet. What we are believing in, or what we are stuck with, is what the eyes are seeing. How many of us believe in what Allah Pak is saying? He will make it happen. It was Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi, and he sees something of which is not working, some business is not working, right? So instead of shouting this one, you're wrong, have a meeting and conference, and what he would do was just jump down his animal, make wuzu and perform rakat, two rakat, a lot of istighfar, a lot of istighfar. And straight away that animal will come right. But what must have been the level of yaqeen, the certainty in Allah Ta'ala, ke karne wali saath Allah paake, he'll make it up. She said, the whole day we were battling, and by the end of the day, one person came, 5 grams, one shot. So, dene wala kone? Allah Ta'ala dene wala. So, our minds are not there. We're just listening to news and news and news over news, and then we are just disrupting the whole mind here. What will happen? What will happen? Kya hoga? Something, what happens? You see that? Where are our minds supposed to be? Around the late 40s, Kari sahab nahi hai. Gandhi, kaun se saal mein mar gaye the? 47. Yeah. So, Gandhi was assassinated 47. Right. That was the year of the partition. He just became the head perhaps, and he was killed. So now, you know, news. Ulta Sida. Hey! Watch out, what? Lioners, Zulus, this one. Creating ghabrat, what? Instigating problems. This one may be totally innocent. We have nothing in the agenda. But now you heard from him, he heard from the one, that just goes like wildfire. So they also, in the 47, when he was assassinated, it went like wildfire. Who killed Gandhi? Muslims. So Ulama-i Kiram at that time said, "Why, just turn to Allah Ta'ala, make istighfar, be pure in your istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, turn to Allah Ta'ala, and refrain from haram." Like I told these people, you all worried about this, but you all are stuck to this spots. And I ask you, what wrong, what perceivable wrong is not there? Everything is there. So leave that, but you can't do that. You can't leave that. Everything else is working. So when that news broke out by the morning, the news came out, all the news had it, that a fanatist Hindu had killed him. See, in one night, and how Allah Ta'ala turned the tables around. But the beauty of these people was, they listened to the ulama, make istighfar, turn to Allah Ta'ala, leave out your wrongs, show some level of remorse for the wrong that you are doing. And see how Allah will turn things around. But do you have that yaqeen, Allah Ta'ala? You don't have that yaqeen. We have that yaqeen, what we talk about. What we talk about, what we circulate, that's all the things that we talk about, we have. So Musa alayhi salam had asked his people, Istaeenu billah. Right? Istaeenu billah. Ask Allah Ta'ala's assistance, right? And again, in another place he says, Waqeemu salah. Right? Waqeemu salah. Be regular on your namaz. Right? Qala Musa li qawmi, Istaeenu billah. And then he says, perform namaz. Waj'alu buyutakum qiblatan wa aqeemu salah. You are afraid now of the government and their laws that you can't come to the masjid. So perform your namaz in the masjid, in the house. See that, how this ayat goes. Ij'alu buyutakum qiblatan wa aqimu salah. That namaz, see that it's right. So turn to Allah Ta'ala with istighfar, tawbah, refrain from the wrong, and see this third message. Ij'alu buyutakum qiblatan wa aqimu salah. Make your homes the place of worship. Perform your namaz. At no time that namaz must go out of your life. No time. But do this. Jo karne ka kaam hai, do that. Now, this age is such an age that the wrong is made to seem right. What? The wrong is made to appear right. So now, if someone will talk about the World Cup, so they'll speak about it like this. Go to the World Cup rightly or wrongly, but get your namaz right. What? Go to the right, you can may go rightly or wrongly, but see that your namaz is gone. And then now how they'll prove it? Rijalul la tulhim tijaratum wala bayun an zikrillahi wa iqamis salah. Nothing distracts them from namaz. So go there, rightfully or wrongfully, but don't disrupt your namaz. Now, a normal person can't find the answer for that. Simple answer for that is, go to the nightclub wrongfully or rightfully, but don't disrupt your namaz. Go to the casino and gamble the whole night, rightly or wrongfully, but don't disrupt your namaz. See that? See how they trick the mind. But the problem is with us, we listen to all this type of nonsense, then our brains are filled with nonsensical things. What is the level of yaqeen we're supposed to have and we do have for Allah Ta'ala? All other things, yeah, he's doing this and he's doing this and there's an agenda against Muslims. Whatever the agenda is, whatever the plan is, Wallahu khayrul makirin. The supreme plan is who? Master plan is who? You know, I only got to learn about the master key when Ghulam Bai Khan, architect, when he built this place here. So, alright, you need to have a master key, but you must be able to open up any office, right? So then I got to know what was the master key. So, who is the master plan? Master plan is Allah Ta'ala. But if you look at all these chapmanyas, all these puppets we're looking at, do we look at the master, at who is the control, supreme control? Did we ask him at that level of yaqeen? Did we do that? And each one has to cry to Allah Ta'ala. You can't do it every day, at least tonight, cry that we didn't know what we're supposed to be doing. Istaeenu billah. See that? Namaz. Get your namaz right. And not just read your namaz. Get your namaz right. Istaqeemu. Ij'alu biyutan qiblatan wa aqeemu salah. Get it right. That means every coming namaz, let it be better than the past namaz. That is the meaning. Do better, right? Every day you're making 100 rand sales. You're bettering the business, but no man, you must better the business. That's the whole business. So you'll shout them, isn't it? Oh, you're not bettering the business, your quality. So that was not what you're supposed to be bettering. What you're supposed to be improving was your namaz. And the rest of Allah Pak says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ. You tell your home people, so house people, to do namaz. You know, there was one Malawian, he passed away now. Yusuf Bhai, his son was a Qari Musa. So when I told him about namaz and all that, so simple people, but you appreciate them. See, now I got a phone, a simple phone, and I make sure that I get at least 50 people, 50 of my friends for tahajjud. And they all get up, and they are now in the masjid, all of them. But now, these things can be used for that. See. So you got children now, grown up, right? When they're grown up now, does it stop you now from calling them? Yunus, Ismail, Yusuf, Ji, does it stop them? You can call them, but in namaz time, you just switch it off once, then you call them again, what are you doing now? Which part are you reading? You can just read one or two ayats. So you get them out of namaz. You know, this Bali won't leave me, I'm trying to do my namaz. So get them do it. So wa'amur ahlaka bis salati, you tell them to perform namaz. Get them, be on the cases. Be on the cases. When we were small, our father was very strict on namaz, very strict. So now you get up now, you're getting up slowly, go to the masjid, make a wuzu there. So no chance. No chance, you can read the namaz in the masjid. Now in those days I can remember, water was cold, freezing cold, at Union Masjid, old masjid. So one chancellor felt sorry for us, and he got that, you know, the old type of gas heater or something. So you're lucky you get that gas heater, pick a wuzu, but you get your namaz. Then you came out 12, 13, 13 years of age. Then if you're not in the first circle, jack you up again. Why you went in the first serve? What the hadith says, if you knew what was the fazil of the first serve, then you will draw lots to be there. So, see that. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. So you tell them also about namaz, whether they're with you or they're out of you, but you tell them about namaz. Tell them, instruct them. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And you also be firm on that. Now you worried about your rosy and all that, we'll provide. See how Allah has linked it up. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا نَحْنُ يَرْزُقُ. We will provide. But in all these ayats, the Musa alayhi salam story also, and here again, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. You do all this, but remember, restrain yourself. Taqwa, restrain. Restrain from what? Haram. Restrain from things that you're not clear about. Restrain from haram. And things that you're not clear about, just restrain. You restrain as much as you can. And we'll see to that, everything goes well. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. Everything will go well. But now, this is a divine plan. How many of us will say, alright, we'll go by this divine plan? How many of us will say? What is the social media? Who said this? Who said this? Isme kya rakha hua hai? I ask you, where is your yaqeen supposed to be? Is your yaqeen supposed to be in all this thing here? Or the yaqeen supposed to be in Allah Ta'ala? In the 1945 somewhere, so there are big problems carrying on in India. A lot of problems. Muslims are being attacked, etc. Now, in the Nizamuddin Markaz, perhaps in the time of Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi, around that time, or just after that time. And one simple villager, he said, all right, I'll do it. He went in all what they required, he got everything, and he came back. And I'll say, everybody said, hey, what was his karabat? Everybody's afraid of his life. You ventured out, and all the requirements, all the essentials you bought, and you brought back. He said, no. The same dua you taught me. What dua you taught? What dua I taught? Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma asmi shi'un fil ardi wala fis sama wa huwa samiul alim. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udzubika min shururihim. You taught us a dua. Do this, Allah Baba will take care. Now, that had a more profound effect on that villager than that Ali that was teaching it. See that? So these are the things that we're supposed to be learning and teaching. Istighfar, taqwa, and see your namaz is right. Properly, correctly. Every coming namaz must be better than the past namaz. Every coming namaz must be better than the past namaz. Try and improve it. And also encourage your children, household, everybody. Namaz pari, like you'll see now, the home people, you come in, you eat, you show you eat. That's the first question, isn't it? Ask anybody what the lady will ask. You eat, show you eat. No, you must eat something a little bit. So like they're asking you to eat, then can't we also encourage them to perform namaz? You know they don't eat. The ice cream, samosa, whatever, right? You eat. But did you perform your namaz? Do you ask them? So this is a divine script, this is a divine prescription. Istighfar, actually is toba, right? Number three is get your namaz right. Improve it all the time. And number four, have that confidence in Allah Ta'ala, وَالْعَقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. The results will always be good with taqwa. Naturally, taqwa, restrain yourself. And areas of doubt, just keep away. You're not clear about it. He's saying something, he's saying something. Now, why must we fall into the mix? Can't we just restrain? For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, for your love, I know this is a difficult one, but for your love, I'll leave this out. It's just your love, disloyalty to you, and I will just leave this out straight away. Today I was explaining to the students, hadith came, you know, Ala tubayi'unni, won't you make bayat with me? So, qad bayi'naka. So the sahaba said, we already took bayat, no, again. Ala tubayi'unni, won't you renew your bayat? And they said, what? We already cut bayanaka, we just took bayat at your hands. Right? And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeated the words, iman, namaz, etc., etc. So, the original bayat, was, like, you will be loyal to the imam, whoever is appointed as the imam or the amir al-mu'minin, you are showing your allegiance to him. So when I came across the hadith, then ask the students, right, look at the words again. Is there anything about allegiance to the imam? No. So this bayat was for what? Can you see that? One is, you know, amir, he's sworn in as an amir. So you will promise your allegiance to him, right? That's one bayat, right? You promise your loyalty, he won't go against you. But here, is there anything about being allegiant? That first bayat, right? But the second one, was there anything about loyalty to the Amir? No. Then I ask you, alright, this bayat, kis nawiyat ki thi? What was this beard about? This is pure a tasawuf beard, what? Namaz, Quran Sharif, etc., etc. Pure, pure, absolutely pure. And the last thing for my good and for your good, last thing was that, in that, asarra kalimatan, and one word the wisdom said softly. One word, he said softly. So sometimes something is said softly for greater emphasis. Listen, listen. You better get your namaz right, huh? So why do I speak to you like that? More emphasis. وَأَسَرَّ كَلِمَةً. And one word he shared with them softly. He said, لَا تَسْرُ. Don't ask anybody for anything. Don't ask anybody for anything. In all this, what you are noticing, one is it's a bayat that is done in sulu. Number two, the second thing is again, your nazar, let your sight, let your heart be Allah Ta'ala, all the time. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, he would often make this dua. His dua used to be, Allah Ta'ala, kama sunta wajhi an sajdatin li ghayri, fasun lisani an iswali an ghayri. Oh Allah Ta'ala, like to save my head from bowing down from anybody, then also save my tongue from asking anybody for anything. Like you saved my head from making sajda to anybody, then Allah, you save my tongue from asking people for favors. That means personal favors. One is, I asked you, we have that person out. That's a different thing. That's a recommendation, right? Why can't we have this person out? That's not wrong. That's according to the sunnah. This person, you need to help him out, right? You are a doctor, can't you help him out? You are, for example, a lawyer, he's got some legal problems, can you help him out? That is the work of a Muslim, right? You try and encourage. But for your personal things, you're not asking anybody for any assistance, that you're leaving it to Allah Ta'ala, kama sunta wajhi ani sajdati li ghayrik, fa sun lisani ani su'ali li ghayrik. Can you see that? So what is to be done? Istainu billahi wasbiru, right? Istainu billahi wasbiru. So ask, beg Allah Ta'ala's assistance. And be firm. Wasbiru. What are you doing? Be firm. Sabr means habsun nafsat. To hold yourself. Hold yourself onto the right. Don't you ever overstep the mark. What? Don't you overstep the mark. You do the right. Whatever the circumstance. But you do the right thing. As Mawlana Ismail Shaheed, rahmatullahi, and his whole jamaat, they're out. They want to go for Hajj, right? The whole big jamaat, thousands of people. Because Hajj was stopped in India because of the fear that the burdens are robbing everybody, right? So he made new tashkil. Now, a lot of people are new, now first time this. So the women are performing namaz. So he announced, Mawlana Ismail Shaheed is a very powerful person. And his voice was also very powerful. You have only 50 people and you need a mic. He's talking to 5,000 people, no mic. Literally, 5,000 people, no mic. He got his wife off the camel that she was riding, right, Mekuzu, and performed namaz. And he announced in the whole jamaat, see, this is Ismail's wife and she is performing her namaz. Why did he do that? To display her beauty. Why? Because they went reading namaz, somehow to put the message onto them by, you are with our jamaat, see that you do your namaz. India was under the English, right? Now, it's namaz time. So, India would have a viceroy. A viceroy is, right, the king or the queen is in England, so someone representing the king in India. So the viceroy has come here, and the furthest an Indian could go was to be like a judge, or just underneath a judge, maybe call it a magistrate order. That was the furthest. You can't go beyond that. So the viceroy had to meet all these judges, all the Indian judges. So Khaja Mazzoob Sahib Rahmatullahi, he was also invited, a very talented person. He also recognized what a talented person. So Khaja Mazzoob Sahib Rahmatullahi now, deliberately he came. That was his normal dress. Amama, kurta, All the other judges suit, boot, tie and all that. But that viceroy left his place on the couch on the stage and he came to receive Khwaja Sahib personally. What? He came to receive that Khwaja Sahib personally. He says that viceroy is addressing Khwaja Sahib. You see these people here, they are dressed like me. So they are my slaves. Because they want to impress me. So they are like my slaves. But you are the slave of Allah Ta'ala, that irrespective of the circumstance, you didn't lose your loyalty with your Creator. So because of your loyalty to your Creator, I came down to respect you. So that kafir is also saying, La takunu kalladhina kafaru. Don't be like the kafirs. In your dress, in your ways, in your celebrations, in your thinking, in your understanding, in your behavior, don't be like them. La takunu kalladhina. Don't be like them. And see now his sincerity and how it impressed the viceroy. Now, they got into the conference now, all very high profile. You can imagine all judge, right? So what, how high level that thing must have been. So it was about 2 minutes or something just before the azan, or just around the azan. And Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullahi stood up and says, I'm going for namaz. He didn't say, I'm taking permission, I'm going for namaz. The viceroy had no other choice but to go. Anyway, they already got reprimanded that you are my slaves. And I am his slave. He is the slave of Allah Ta'ala, so I am his slave. So one by one they also got up. 100 of those judges, Muslims, they got up for namaz and went away. So after the whole thing was ended, so they spoke to the Khwaja Sahib, you know, you had to go for namaz, quietly you could sneak away and go and read your namaz. But why did you have to announce it? He said, "Main in murda jismo mein kis tarah se jaan phoonku?" These dead bodies, how must it blow the life in them? That was the only way I could do it, is ask for a public permission, open permission. So you would feel ashamed and you would also proceed for namaz. So wa'amur ahlaka bis salati wastabir alayha. You do it, you be regular, you enjoin, right? Wastabir alayha, and be firm. So today, some people came to meet me. So what I said, "Bhai, remember this fact, that Allah Ta'ala's help is not with a name, what? Madrasa, or Jamaat, or Khanqah, no, it's not with a name. It's wal aqibatu lit taqwa. Allah Ta'ala's assistance is with taqwa, not the name. Whatever the name is, right? But the assistance of Allah Ta'ala is not with the name, is with taqwa. Who adheres to the sunnah? Now you got a meeting here, you got a special group of people, you left the masjid and performing namaz in the hall, right? And with this in mind, that, you know, these people, this educated class, they will respond better if the namaz is done at the hall than the masjid. I ask you, is that the right thing? It's not the right thing. Whoever it is, by, I need to respect the masjid, you need to respect. Now you shifted the venue, Jamaat namaz, from the masjid to the hall. I say, is it keeping with taqwa? So Allah Ta'ala's assistance is not with the name. Not with the name. Allah Ta'ala's assistance is with taqwa. Wal-aqibat. Look at the ayat again. Wal-aqibatu lit-taqwa. That the good results, good ending is for taqwa. See that? Qala Musa liqawmi ista'inu billahi wasbiru. And the third line he says, Innal arda lillah yurisuha man yasha. The world belongs to Allah Ta'ala. The land belongs to Allah Ta'ala. You can change the pilot. Huh? You can change the pilot. You the pilot say, move off. You replace him. Can't Habak do that. Yurisuha man yasha. He can just change the person straight away. In a split second he can change. So, but how to get the attention of Allah Ta'ala? Well, aqibatu lil-muttaqin, well, aqibatu lil-taqwa. Hold firm. And I say, how many times Allah is repeating, yu'minuna bil-ghayb, believe in unseen, believe in my help, believe in me. I am the doer. I make things happen. I said, after the namaz, you read that fourth kalima, but with focus, right? Read with focus. And then, Allahumma la mani'a lima ataita. Allah, what you give, nobody can stop. And what you stop, Nobody can give. So can't we read several words? Read it slowly with yaqeen. Right? What you give, what you make happen, nobody can break. And what you break, nobody can make happen. Allah Akbar.